Student loan forgiveness paused by court order. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Just a day after a federal judge tossed out a lawsuit by six states trying to stop the plan, a federal appeals court has ordered the government not to process any of the millions of applications it's received until there is a hearing on the merits of the lawsuit. Before the ruling, President Biden saying,
I don't want to hear it from MAGA Republicans, officials who had hundreds of thousands of dollars of debts, even millions of dollars in pandemic relief loans forgiven.
Arkansas is one of the six states charging the president doesn't have the authority to forgive the debts. Governor Asa Hutchinson telling Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto.
It's bad policy. It is not fair treatment. It penalizes those that have worked hard during college not to go into that debt. It transfers the debt to other Americans.
The White House says they will continue to take student loan debt relief applications online. The House January 6th committee has formally subpoenaed former President Trump to testify under oath in mid-November and to provide them with documents.
The committee chairs say the action isn't unprecedented, as several presidents, including Teddy Roosevelt and Gerald Ford, testified before Congress after leaving office.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, no response from the Trump legal team so far. Steve Bannon, who briefly served as a Trump White House political advisor, was sentenced Friday to 4 months in jail for ignoring the January 6th committee's subpoena, Bannon telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight.
At the end of the day, I got to go to prison by this illegitimate regime. Hey, I respect what the judge did today. I'm prepared to do it, but we got a long appeals process.
Bannon was convicted of contempt of Congress. He'd claimed he was protected by executive privilege. Air raid sirens reported to be sounding all across Ukraine early on Saturday morning in anticipation of more Russian drone attacks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Canada has imposed a total ban on the sale or transfer of handguns.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday,
it is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada.
Much of the impetus for the ban came after a 2020 massacre in Nova Scotia when a gunman killed 22 people.
We've seen too many examples of horrific tragedies involving firearms.
Canadians can still own handguns, but they have to be licensed, and the country's already banned the use or sale of some 1,500 kinds of assault-style weapons. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Texas State Trooper Sergeant Juan Maldonado has been stripped of his gun and his badge. The Department of Public Safety says he failed to follow the state's procedure for active shooters when he was among the first officers to arrive on the scene of the Uvalde, Texas school shootings, where 17 students and two teachers were killed. Migrants by the thousands continue to flow across the border into southern Texas.
The migrants are predominantly single adult men from all around the world, though the number of Venezuelans crossing illegally has plummeted following a new DHS policy to expel them. As a result of that policy, the Democrat-led city of El Paso, Texas has announced it will no longer bus migrants to New York City or Chicago, citing a decrease in Venezuelans crossing into their city. Over the past several months, the federal government released released more than 40,000 migrants into El Paso. That caused the city to spend millions of its own dollars to bus almost 14,000 migrants to other Democrat-led cities, many of those migrants Venezuelans.
Fox's Bill Malusian reports Customs and Border Protection has logged 2 million migrant encounters at the border this year. City of Greenwood, Texas, Greenwood, Mississippi, that is, Friday, unveiling a 9-foot bronze statue of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old boy abducted and lynched in 1955 over accusations he'd flirted with a white woman. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.